The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Eagles Just Beat Dallas rendition of the BGN Instant Reaction Show. I'm Jess Taylor. I'm here this week with Mr. Crockpot. Dives is here with us again this week, as well as Shane Half, as always, and Rachel's behind the glass for us. As you can hear from my voice and see by the movement of my screen, I am on my way home from the game. It was a phenomenal decision to go. I'm so glad I'm not regretting it, but I will say, I just had to have the guys explain to me what happened in the final minute and a half, because after the Eagles got that last fourth down stop under 2 minutes, my husband and I, since we have a far drive, we decided to make a run for the car, try to get out and beat some of the traffic. And then all of a sudden there was pure chaos and panic happening in the parking lot, only for us to pull up, you know, our ESPN app and see that the Cowboys were on the 20-yard line and inside the 20 about to try to score again.
Yeah, I don't.
What the hell?
This was shaping up to be an all-timer on the post-game show for me yelling at things, and I've managed to calm myself since they won. I really have no words for how egregious the end of the game was for the Eagles. Like, the offense played such a great game for 55 minutes. The defense stunk all night, but then you get to the last 5 minutes and it's just like, it's the picture of like the horse that's like drawn really nice, and then it just turns into a stick horse by the end. That was the Eagles tonight.
I was so excited for this one heading into Eagles versus Dallas. And this game did not disappoint. Like Shane said, we have major issues on this defense that we're going to have to unpack in this post game show. But Brandon Graham, 35 years young, comes up big when it matters. A sack and a half, Jalen Carter.
Huge.
And Josh Sweat, with the sack of his Eagles career, puts this one away. This was one of the most unbelievable Eagles versus Cowboys games I've seen in a long time. The rivalry is back. The Eagles are in the driver's seat heading forward, ahead of the NFC East, a playoff bye. In that, you know, first week, they're looking good. It wasn't pretty. There's a lot to unpack here.
But they, at least now we can go into the bye happy. There's some things that need to be addressed as we go into the bye. And I think we can obviously start with the defense and the injuries, I think, are obviously the two biggest ones that stand out to everyone. So, I mean, talking about the injuries to start, obviously you lose Dallas Goedert tonight, something with a forearm. It was a tackle to the ground that was something out of the WWE. I'm not sure if anyone let the Cowboys know WrestleMania is not until April. But, you know, you see forearm, you're wondering, is that snapped in half? That doesn't sound good. Obviously, like, there were a couple guys that went down at different points. When Fletcher Cox went down, that was really scary to see, as, you know, the way he's, you know, flagging people onto the field. Hassan Reddick goes down and all these guys come back. But at the end there, you know, James Bradbury goes down, Darius Slay goes down at one point. So, you know, and obviously the issue, Jalen Hurts' knee and things like that. And I didn't even see that Nakobe Dean was ruled out with a foot injury. That's news to me. But you know, so all these guys that got hurt, obviously there's Jalen's knee injury that's, you know, sort of lingering over everyone's head as well. You know, that those are the things I think that are most concerning, in addition to the fact that the defense is so inconsistent week in and week out.
The Eagles' secondary is atrocious. Like, I feel confident saying that at this point. The Dolphins game gave me a little bit of pause. I think what we've seen earlier in the day with the Chiefs, and honestly, every time Miami plays a good team, Tua sort of falls apart. And so I feel really confident now, having seen Miami play earlier this morning, watching the Eagles again, saying that the Eagles secondary just stinks. James Bradbury is having the kind of year that he had that led the Giants to cut him instead of paying out the rest of his contract. Darius Slay's been up and down. He got burned by CeeDee Lamb once. That's going to happen. I didn't think he was as bad as Bradbury. Kevin Byard looked totally lost. Like, he's supposed to be able to erase tight ends. Who had heard of Jake Ferguson before tonight? I mean, I know Dibes and I had because we're draft guys, but most of y'all hadn't heard of Jake Ferguson before tonight, and they made him look like an all-star. Like, the Eagles have major problems in their secondary, and the pass rush has to cover that up. And too much early in this game, Hassan Reddick was winning, and nobody else was. And so there was so much room for Dak to move. Like, at one point, the Eagles gave up a 3rd-and-14. They gave up a 3rd-and-15. I said, the Eagles are literally just going to have to get back-to-back sacks to get off the field. And they did that on that second-to-last drive. And honestly, that or drops, that's the only way the Eagles defense got stops tonight.
Yeah, the blueprint is out to beat the Eagles. And it's not like the Cowboys came in with anything surprising. Like, the Eagles knew exactly what was going to go down. Jake Ferguson, CeeDee Lamb in the slot. And sure enough, they had 282 yards, 18 receptions, and a touchdown in this one. And, you know, the Eagles secondary just got eaten alive. I don't know what Sean Desai needs to do to adjust here, but this is the Achilles heel of the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know. Like Lamb already came into this averaging 66.9% of his snaps coming from the slot. Like, he ate the Eagles secondary again and again. And like Shane said, like, the story of the first half was the Cowboys just eating the Eagles on big downs, third and longs, again and again and again, on fourth downs, again and again and again. Somehow they barely held on. You know, that Gannon, Ben don't break defense is back in Philadelphia. I guess I don't like it. It is what it is. Stop it. But they did get the W. You know, the defensive line did get, you know, did win, did get home at the end of the day. But it's scary. You know, it's scary in a playoff game. I know we're weeks away from that, but big picture wise, Sean Desai has a lot of cleaning up to do. There are major holes on this defense, and if he doesn't clean them up, especially with safety, especially with linebackers and coverage, you know, there's issues here. And I got to give a huge shout out to Zach Cunningham, who arguably had his best game as a Philadelphia Eagle. The dude was everywhere. When someone had to step up in the second half, I thought Zach Cunningham in coverage, you know, that one big stop against Dak Prescott in the red zone, Zach Cunningham was everywhere. I got to give that man a shout out for really stepping up when Bradbury, Slay, they all were garbage.
Uh-oh, I think Jess froze. I was trying to look up. I'm fairly certain. I'll get this stat in just a second, but CeeDee Lamb ended with, 11 catches for 191 yards. His previous career high was 158 yards in a game. Jake Ferguson ended this game with 7 receptions for 91 yards. His previous high for a game was in both receptions. His highest before was 7 receptions, so he tied that. His highest yardage total was 77. So CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson both set career best games in receptions. The Eagles secondary is not getting any healthier. You had both starting safeties. You had both starting outside corners. I mean, I guess Bradley Roby, a street free agent that you signed like 4 weeks ago, who's played 8 snaps and got hurt and hasn't played since, technically he could get healthy. Helps not walking through that door. And this secondary is atrocious.
And Eli Ricks, you know, I respect Eli Ricks for trying to learn on the fly, but man, he had 2 brutal penalties in the second half. Yeah, penalties. There was an illegal contact and there was a defensive holding, both on the same drive, which was absolutely a killer, considering right before that, the Eagles get the ball back. You're expecting a long drive and you expect the Eagles to ice it, put the game away. They go three and out. They give the ball back to Dallas, and those penalties were just brutal for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm looking at what happened there, but luckily Dak Prescott stepped out of bounds on that 2-point conversion after the touchdown. That was a huge swing in this game.
Yeah, I mean,
Dak. So anything about Dak? Dak is going to Dak week
with
in, week
10
out.
Minutes left. The Eagles get a stop on the goal line, fourth and goal. And so with a 2-score lead with 10 minutes left, the Eagles get the ball. The Eagles offense went three and out, three possessions in a row from that point. Now, that last one, you don't fault them so much. You're on like the inches line. So you brotherly shove to get out of the end zone. You run the ball. That's fine. You're just trying to buy room to punt. But that second and that third possession, that's egregious. Like, You get to a third and three, and you throw, your play call is a go ball to A.J. Brown. Now, I love go balls to A.J. Brown as much as anybody. It can't work if you throw the ball out of bounds. But beyond that, just run the ball again. Run your little slant flat combo, something like third and three is essentially second and two. Just get to a fourth and one and QB sneak it. You throw it up. You don't give yourself that chance. And then that final drive.
Brutal.
Is just egregious. Your defense gets a turnover on downs again. Still not feeling great about the defense, but you come out and you run the ball three straight times. Like, the goal was not to pick up. Think about this. The goal was not to pick up a first down and win the game. It was to run out the clock and ask your defense that's been atrocious all day. Your defense that was giving up 0.3 EPA per dropback to Dak Prescott. Your defense that was getting shredded, to ask them to go get one more stop. And they're really fortunate that Dallas gets a false start, gives up a sack, because the only way the defense was getting a stop tonight was off of sacks. Really fortunate that one of the five was on that last drive.
I think this game was really won in that third quarter for the Philadelphia Eagles. Shame we got a Rashad Penny signing. I was screaming at the TV when he started the second half with a touch. That was awesome. But you look at that third quarter, man. You had the touchdown pass to Devontae. You know, you had
– beautiful ball.
Yeah, that was amazing. Beautiful. Like, they put up two touchdowns on a six-play, 60-yard drive for, you know, three-plus minutes. And then another one. In total, the Eagles' two drives in the third quarter were 17 plays, 147 yards. Two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts had 84 passing yards, which was truly incredible, because I remember doing our halftime show, Shane. Like, we were skeptical if Jalen Hurts was coming back in the second half. Like, he looked hobbled. He looked hurt. And I remember, like, after the halftime show, like, he came running out of that locker room ready to go. And he was just, you know, just, again, just got to give so much credit to Jalen Hurts, the resiliency. When the chips are down, man, Jalen Hurts is pound for pound one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and he delivered big time in that third quarter. I thought Jalen Hurts had a very good game. I thought the Eagles' offensive line really struggled for a good chunk of this one, which was kind of shocking, considering the Eagles have had Parsons' number pretty much since he began his NFL career. I think he's only got one sack in week three in the 2021 series. Lane Johnson has owned him over and over and over again. And what did we see, man? This offensive line gave up a lot of pressure, especially in that first half. Jordan Mailata, you know, Tyler Steen had some bad moments. Lane Johnson had some bad moments. They weren't getting push. And I thought Jalen Hurts was under a lot of pressure. And then kudos to Jalen for stepping up, delivering a dime to Devontae Smith in the end zone. That really gave the Eagles momentum in this one.
Yeah, and with all of that, I mean, and this is where I get – so we come out, and you said you were screaming when you saw Penny in the game. I was really scared because they went under center, which they don't do. They brought Rashad Penny in. I was like, Jalen Hurts is held together by duct tape right now, and we're about to run the I formation the whole second half and see if we can hang on. So I was glad to see him scramble like three plays later, but I was nervous. That was my first thought. But you can't talk enough, once again, about how good Jalen Hurts played in this one. I mean, there's 17 to 23, 207 yards, two touchdowns. He had 10 carries for 36 yards and a touchdown. So altogether has three touchdowns. He has 0.45 EPA per play, which is just phenomenal. 14.8 completion percentage over expectation. He is on a heater, man. We talked about the way he played last week when he had like the best EPA per play of his career. He played every bit as good this game, and he did it, again, without his mobility, facing the best pass rush. Okay, well, one of the best pass rushes. It's the best pass rush they will face this year. Facing a great pass rush with a backup offensive lineman and Tyler Steen, who you said had some struggles. I think it would be easier to enumerate the plays where he did well. I thought he was really bad all game. Recovers the fumble at the end. All's forgiven.
Yeah, we've got to throw that out on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan Mailata, I thought, really struggled. By the way, I'm everywhere. I'm still processing this game. Can we talk about how asinine it is on 3rd and 7? To run a play that asks AJ Brown to inside or split zone block as a tight end, something he's never done in his life before because your tight end is hurt. Like, I get you ran that as like a, you ran it for a touchdown. He wasn't actually blocking then. He was releasing across the formation into the flat. They legitimately asked a receiver to play tight end on 3rd down and it caused a fumble. I thought that was just horrific.
Yeah, I'm looking at some more numbers. The Eagles whiffed on their last three third down conversions. I'm looking at the Eagles on 1st down. After the touchdown pass to Devontae Smith, the Eagles offense on 1st down had 2 yards, 2 yards, 5 yards, incomplete pass, 2 yards, a tush push, and then a swift run. Like, they did nothing on 1st down. That's really the summary of this game. It was so up and down. Luckily it was Jalen Hurts just putting this team on his back in big moments. And for better or worse, they did get the W. I don't like the play calling, Shane. I did like some of the quick routes to like Dallas Goedert on the outside. Some of those were nice, but unfortunately he did get hurt on those. On that one, where I think he fell on his wrist. But the play calling leaves a lot to be desired, as we've been talking about every single time. Like, it's a pattern. We're heading into the bye week. Like, how do the Eagles adjust? You know, the Eagles offensively are putting up numbers that are still very good. And, you know, we do got to give credit to the Eagles, because in the red zone, they were 3 of 3 tonight. And that was a huge area of concern heading into this one. They were, I think, 18th in red zone scoring. So there is progress being made. They're just not winning in the trenches as much as I expect. And, you know, you look at the Washington game, you look at the Dallas game, you know, I thought for sure the Eagles had clear advantages. Yes, the Eagles did get to Hurts, what, like 5 times in this one, I'm going to guess? Yeah, 5 times. But, you know, there were plenty of times in this game when Dak had so much time to make a decision with the football. I don't know, man. And that's like the question I asked last week. Like, how good are these Eagles? They're 8-1 heading into the bye week. Are they the clear number one team in the NFL because of some of their weaknesses that are so vast that I am concerned. So, you know, you look at the offensive coordinator, you look at the pass defense, you know, there's some concerns, man, that, you know, they have some ugly wins against bad teams. This, you know, then they have good wins against like the Dolphins. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a lot. So I was generally fine with the play calling until the last two drives. I thought the Eagles offense was cooking. Would have maybe liked to have seen a little bit more underneath stuff when the offensive line was struggling early, but overall I thought that was fine. Until the end, obviously the wheels came off, and I'm not a fire people guy. If Brian Johnson ever manages the end of a game like that again, I don't care if the Eagles put up 50 points a game for the next 6 weeks and then he manages an end of game like this again, he should be fired immediately. Like, that was egregious.
But we've been,
the way that they handled that.
We've been saying that. Like, we've been calling this out. Like, they had – who was it? Swift had the fumble, and luckily they recovered it. But, like, the play calling in the red zone, now is the play calling in big moments. Like, at what point is enough is enough?
Yeah, Swift put the ball in the turf twice tonight. Too, by the way. So the Eagles, fortunately, they don't turn the ball over, but they put the ball in the turf three times and didn't end up turning it over. No interceptions, so clean game there. I mean, you asked about, are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFL? My answer to that is no, but I think they're clearly the best team in the NFC. I think the Ravens are so good. I think that the Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs. But when you look across the landscape of the NFC, you have, you know, the 49ers are on a three-game losing streak, right? You're going to play them later, but you've got a two-game lead over, or two-and-a-half-game technically lead over them. The Lions are 6-2. I don't really think the Lions are for real. You've got a two-game lead over the Cowboys, and you have the tiebreaker for now. So at the end of the day, you feel good about the fact that you are where you are now. You're 7-1. 7-1, right? Is it 8-1? I get it all confused. 7-1.
8-1.
8-1. Can't think. You're 8-1. You're headed into the bye, right? And of course, you've got the schedule coming up, but you look at the Lions. I mean, the Lions, they're probably the next contender. They just got pantsed by Baltimore a couple weeks ago, 38-6. They lost to Seattle in overtime earlier in the year. So I feel good about where the Eagles are at. You look at this murderer's row that's coming up. You get the bye. You go at Kansas City versus Buffalo versus San Francisco, at Dallas, at Seattle. Those five games, even if you go 2-3 in that five-game stretch, you end with Giants, Cardinals, Giants. Giants, by the way, lose Daniel Jones probably for the year to an ACL injury today. Even if you go 2-3 in those 5 weeks, that's what, 13-4 for the season? That's phenomenal. So we're going to find out a lot about the Eagles off of the bye. Hopefully they're able to get healthy. Hopefully they're able to figure out some of this stuff on the back end of the defense, because that's my concern. I think the offense has been really good the last month of the season. I think the pass rush has been generally really good. It's the secondary that... Yeah. Is the major concern for me, and it's going to remain the concern until I see them play well against a good team.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can I give a Eagles / Cowboys player of the game in this one?
Go for it.
I'm looking at Terrence Steele, the right tackle for Dallas. I don't know about you, Shane. Like, obviously, we're going to watch the All-22, but like, it feels like so much pressure for the Eagles came on that side. Whether it was Hassan Reddick, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, they all kind of seem to come on that left side. Terrence Steele in this one. You look back at that Niners game where he gave up 8 pressures earlier this season, and really Dak struggled in that one. I can't wait to see the numbers in this one tonight or tomorrow, because I feel like the Eagles really found a mismatch there on that side of the Cowboys offensive line. This is kind of a feel good win too, to see Brandon Graham, have his moment, arguably, one of the best edge rushers in Eagles history, man. As someone that will be so sad when Brandon Graham decides to hang him up, this was a huge moment for him. Like, we talked earlier on different shows, like how, like, this was like Hassan Reddick's like opportunity to really cement himself as one of the best Eagles edge rushers ever, in a big game against Dallas. It was nice to see Brandon Graham have a couple big moments. There's back that moment where they had back-to-back sacks. We were screaming. We were having a ball. I'm just so happy for Brandon Graham. Yeah, were there mistakes? Absolutely. 10 penalties, Shane. This team had 10 penalties. They put the ball on the turf twice, you said. Luckily, they didn't give the ball away. And ultimately, that was the difference. The fourth down stop was so big. So big. Remember that one? Like, at the end of the day, the Eagles converted in the red zone. The Dallas Cowboys were 3 of 5 in the red zone. That was probably the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And, for all the talk, like, the Eagles are going to have to figure out something with their running game. It's been really bad over the last several weeks. Johnny and I spoke on our midweek show, talked about how difficult it is to run out a shotgun when you don't have your quarterback. Mobility is a big threat. Like, the only two teams in the NFL that really are able to run well out of the shotgun are the Eagles and the Ravens, who both have electric quarterbacks. Without Hurts' ability to do that, it's going to be tough sledding to run out of shotgun. But then the passing game's working so good. Do you really want to start going under center? I think they need to flesh that out a little bit over the bye week, add in a little bit of under center stuff. But in this game, the Eagles had 21 rush attempts on first or second down. With a 33% success rate. They only moved the chains 10% of the time when they called a run play on first or second down. So I don't want to hear run the ball anymore this week. I've been saying that for weeks. It's not working. Jalen Hurts is working. Jalen Hurts is carrying the offense. AJ Brown's carrying the offense. Yeah. The run game has done nothing for the last month of the season. And hopefully you get that. You need that added back in. You need Cam Jurgens back. You need Jalen Hurts healthy, because you want to be more balanced down the stretch. But Jalen Hurts is showing you that he is good enough with no running game, with no mobility, to put up electric numbers and carry this offense. And you love to see that.
Yeah, you look at this. Eagles rushing attack has really struggled the last 4 weeks. Yeah, they did have 109 yards, but just 3.3 yards per carry. Really, since the New York Jets game, they have really struggled moving the ball on the ground. 3.6 yards against the Jets, 2.9 yards per carry against the Dolphins, 2.7 yards per carry against Washington, and now 3.3 against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that's you nailed it, Shane. Like, not having a fully healthy Jalen Hurts, that shows you how critical, how vital this dude is to the Eagles' zone rushing attack. And it's changed everything, regarding the makeup of this team. And I think, like, Eagles fans don't want to admit it, but it's the truth. The Eagles are a passing offense. Everyone always says, like, run the GD ball, but they want to pass the ball. They have arguably one of the best wide receivers in memory. In AJ Brown right now. And, you look at Jalen Hurts and his growth and improvements inside the pocket, it's real. You know, Jalen Hurts the last few weeks has been putting on a clinic with some of the best balls he's thrown in his career. I don't really care about running the ball or passing the ball. If it's a check down, if it's a quick screen, it's all the same, right? So at the end of the day, we'll see. We'll see what adjustments Nick Sirianni makes with Brian Johnson as the play caller, because something has to change, especially when they get down, into the goal line, into the red zone. Some of these situational play calls for the Philadelphia Eagles through 9 games leaves a lot to be desired.
I mean, But the red zone's gotten so much better. Like, coming into this game over the last 3 weeks, the Eagles had scored a touchdown on 64% of their red zone trips, which would rank seventh in the NFL on the season as a whole. They were 3 of 3 tonight. Like, I think the red zone's working itself out. But it's still some of those situational things like we talked about there at the end of the game.
Like the jet sweep. That was probably the best Eagles play we have seen in weeks. Weeks. That was amazing. I just want to see some more creativity. I want to see some more, interesting concepts within this offense. I want to see more motion with this offense. You've got Devontae, man. Like, get that guy going and get that guy in space. They don't really do that. It was nice to see Goddard until he got injured. Like, that one play he had running down the sideline, that was a great play call. Unfortunately, he got hurt. We just need to see more of it.
Yeah, and hopefully Goddard's okay. As soon as the guy fell on his arm, I thought, like, that's probably broken. And then they showed, like, when they came back from commercial, they showed, like, the trainers, like, massaging his forearm. I was like, well, it's probably not broken, or they wouldn't be poking on it like that.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles tweeted out that he's questionable to return with a forearm injury. And I was like, okay, he's probably not coming back, but questionable means, I mean, they wouldn't say questionable if it was broken. And, like, right after I said that, the Eagles were like, he's been downgraded to out. And yeah. I was like, okay, now I don't feel so good. So hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully Cam Jurgens comes back after the bye healthy. Jalen Hurts' knee gets healthy and all of those things. But you guys here in the comments, keep the comments rolling along. Love to interact with you guys that way. As we bring Rachel in to find out what's going on Twitter, I do just have to point out my favorite play of the game was when Zach Cunningham and Darius Slay teamed up to use Dak Prescott as a helicopter. That was one of my favorite moments of the game. So,
yeah, Zach Cunningham was everywhere in this first half, man. Him in coverage, there was a play with him and Kevin Byard where it was a quick screen, and him and Kevin Byard just crushed that. I don't remember who it was. It was a receiver, I believe. But it was amazing.
Also, speaking on Kevin Byard, it is so funny to me. He got the penalty on that one play, but the fact that he really has something against the Cowboys, because we saw the clip when they signed him of him stomping on the star. So it's like, he really does have something against the Cowboys. And in an interview earlier this week, he was talking about how he wasn't going to get a penalty for Nick Sirianni, and he got a penalty. So that was kind of funny to see. But I did have a couple of takeaways from this game before I get into the three-word reactions. One of them, happy birthday, Jason Kelce. It was his birthday today, and the clip that was all over social media of him, like, screaming in the defender's face was hilarious. So happy birthday to Jason Kelce. Love that he got a win on his birthday. Also, you guys touched on A.J. Brown continuing to dominate. He's the fastest Eagles player to reach 1,000 yards in a season. Shout out to him. Also, Devontae Smith getting involved, 200 career receptions tonight. So it was a really fun game until the end. The end was crazy, but I expected it to be. Sometimes the more hectic games, even though they're stressful, it's like fun when, you know, you pull them out. So let's get into what we saw on social media today. Of course, you guys already know who's getting fired. No surprise. It never fails. Brian Johnson. He's the one that's getting fired. We all know that one. But some of the other three-word reactions that I saw, a lot of people are stressed. A lot of people talking about their heart just imploding. Fire the secondary. You guys already touched on that. The best worst win was one of them that I also saw. My beating heart. Division games are tough, which they are. We saw that against the Commanders. So I didn't think going into this game it was going to be a blowout, because it just doesn't work like that. I'm still shaking. That was close. Thrilled. I'm still nauseous. So, yeah, the comments are coming in. You guys definitely are showing up and showing out on social media and in the comments. So we really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad it's the bye week, because I don't think I can handle another game in the next 7 days. I'm going to need some time to catch my breath here. A little bit of rest and relaxation. Try to bring my blood pressure, my heart rate down a little bit. I don't even know. If Jess was still here, I would bring up special teams. But since Jess, her connection dropped, I can save special teams talk. Maybe I'll have to make a guest appearance on her podcast to talk about special teams now. But speaking of, by the way, what in the world was going on with that first extra point attempt? Like, the Eagles just kept moving the ball back. I used to make the joke years ago, Dibes, that Jake Elliott was better from over 50 yards than he was from under 30. Maybe that joke's just hitting like a year too late, but man, I don't know. So the Eagles are 8-1 heading into their bye. Obviously, we talked about the schedule coming up, but what are your thoughts heading into the bye week? Where are you at, big picture? How do you feel about this team through the first 9 weeks of the season?
It's interesting because they're not even close. Shane, not even close to playing their best ball. And, you know, the talent is real. It's all there. The puzzle pieces are on the board. They've just yet to put it together on both sides of the football. We have Jalen Hurts, who is making progress every single week. It seems like he's getting better and better. Like you said, the red zone offense is getting better. There are holes on this defense, big holes. I feel like we talk about the same things week in, week out. Can they slow down the slot? Can they stop bunch formations? Although I don't think we saw a lot of that today. And, you know, we see it again and again. You know, the Eagles truly still struggle to stop teams on these, like, third and longs. Like, we saw more of it tonight. We saw some of it against Washington. Overall, I give it like a B plus. And the fact that they're 8-1 and you give them B plus doesn't make sense. In the end, the D line is still elite. I still think the Eagles offensive line will be fine. Cam Jurgens will be back. We'll be fine there. So I'm very confident in the Eagles this season making a run for the Super Bowl. I'm just very glad we're heading into the bye week, especially with Jalen Hurts and that knee. That when he got rolled up by DeMarcus Lawrence, that looked bad. I'm shocked. And I don't know about you, Shade, but the dude looked more explosive in the second half than he did in the first half, which is freaking insane considering like how much this guy is getting banged up. So again, at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts is really taking this team and putting it on his shoulders, especially these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's paramount. He's got to get healthy. He's got to be able to stay on the field because when he's on the field, the Eagles have a shot in every game. And like we said, they've built some cushion. We saw when the schedule came out this stretch after the bye and said the Eagles needed to stack wins early in the season. They have done that. It hasn't always been pretty. There's lots of things that they can clean up. But, you know, there's a lot of teams that also have things they need to clean up, and they're sitting there with two or three or four losses. And so I feel really good about that comment here. Hurts got that dog in him. Absolutely.
Dude, when he was, like, hobbling off the freaking football field, and then he came in the next play, and you heard the crowd react. That was awesome. What a great moment. Jalen Hurts. Yeah, the turnovers are there, but he is stringing together some unbelievable football these last few weeks, and he deserves every bit of the MVP talk he will be getting over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate all of you guys for joining in for this post-game show. The post-game show is always sweeter after a victory over Dallas, especially a victory that gives the Eagles what is functionally a three-game lead in the NFC East, up two games in the loss column with the tiebreaker. The Eagles head into their bye where hopefully they will get healthy. Hopefully they'll put all the pieces together and we can get this MVP offense combined with the MVP defense against the Dolphins all on the field in the same game for the Chiefs on Monday Night Football following the bye. I can't wait to watch that game, see how the Eagles stack up against some of these great teams down the stretch. Thank you guys for joining in, joining us on the BGN Instant Reaction Show. Click that subscribe button on the BGN feed. Check out the YouTube. We're going to have a lot of shows coming your way this week. Maybe a little slower week with the bye week. I know Johnny and I will be here with our midweek show, BGN Radio. All the shows will be there on the feed. Make sure you're following Dibes on Twitter, @MrCrockpot. He's going to put out a ton of stuff this week. give me a follow at Shane Half NFL. Rachel at, forgive me, I don't remember her Twitter handle, but if you're not following Rachel, what in the world are you doing? Make sure you're giving her a follow. We will catch you guys in 2 weeks on Monday Night Football when the Eagles go to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys enjoy the bye week. Enjoy having the one seed for now in the NFC. Enjoy having a quarterback in the MVP race. Enjoy a week after the Dallas victory. There's a lot of things to enjoy this week. I'm just rambling now, so we're going to sign off with my favorite ending to a podcast ever, and that's the simple but always relevant. Go Birds.